espionage charge, and Leo becomes first pope to visit Algeria at start of major Africa tour.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Government has expressed concern over the increasing incidence of motorists unlawfully changing their vehicle colors, including through practices like vehicle wrapping without updating their registration records. Ministry of Transport and Logistics Principal Public Relations Officer Ernest Chanda has reminded the public that such practices are illegal and pose a serious security risk as they provide criminals with an opportunity to conceal the identity of vehicles used in unlawful activities. He has stated that the government will not allow this practice to take root, adding that the Minister of Transport and Logistics has instructed the Road Transport and Safety Agency, in collaboration with the Zambia Police Service, to step up enforcement efforts nationwide to curb this issue. Mr. Chanda has further reminded vehicle owners that any intended change in vehicle color must be formally declared to the Zambia Police before making the change and must be reported to the RATSA after police authorization in order to update the vehicle register.
Government has noted with concern a trend by most members of the public to change their motor vehicle colors without notifying relevant authorities, in this case the Road Transport and Safety Agency and the Zambia Police Service. These are the legal entities mandated to preside over processing of motor vehicle ownership. The law therefore demands that these important bodies are notified whenever someone wants to make changes to their vehicle's appearances.
Former Patriotic Front Faction Secretary General Rafael Nakachinda has pleaded not guilty to one count of espionage. Mr. Nakachinda appeared this morning in the Lusaka High Court before Judge Mwaka Ngoma and denied the charge. Particulars of the offence are that between August 26, 2023 and September 16, 2023, Mr. Nakachinda jointly and while acting together with others unknown was allegedly involved in acts that would be prejudicial to the safety or interests of the Republic of Zambia. He allegedly appeared in a documentary titled The Grand Regional Scheme, How Foreign Powers and Local Elites Are Destroying Africa, Part 1, and gave information which might be or is intended to be directly or indirectly useful to a foreign power or disaffected person. In 2024, Mr. Nakachinda was sentenced to 18 months imprisonment with hard labor for defaming President Hakainde Hichilema, and last year, Lusaka magistrate Ida Piri sentenced him to 6 months for hate speech, the sentences he's currently serving. Mr. Nakachinda is also facing two charges of seditious practices, along with another charge of failing to appear before the Electoral Commission of Zambia, a matter that is currently before the Lusaka Magistrates Court. The Tonse Alliance has called on the government and the police to immediately suspend the ongoing secret recruitment of over 3,000 police officers. Alliance President Brian Mundubile has stated that a recruitment exercise of this magnitude should have been publicly advertised. He has questioned the decision by the UPND administration to recruit over 3,000 officers ahead of the August general elections, raising concerns about transparency. Mr. Mundubile has emphasized that the recruitment of police officers is funded by taxpayers and therefore the process must be transparent and accountable to the public. He has also reminded President Hakainde Hichilema that many qualified youths and vulnerable individuals such as orphans remain without opportunities.
You promised the youth that all job opportunities be advertised on that app, and therefore opportunities will be available to all. Question that we ask, what has happened to that app? Why is President Akinde Chilema avoiding to use that app to advertise 3,000 jobs which would have been available to all Zambians? So we want to emphasize that as Tonse, we want to implore government to immediately suspend that exercise. Opportunities in public service should be opportunities. The grandson and granddaughter of Runakul Mutinta deserves to get recruited like any other youth. Police service should not be a preserve of the privileged few.
A consortium of health professional associations has proposed refinements to several clauses in the proposed Health Professions Council of Zambia Bill No. 23 of 2026 to enhance clarity, equity and inclusivity. The associations include the Clinical Officers Association of Zambia, Zambia Institute of Environmental Health and Zambia Society of Physiotherapy, among others. Speaking at a press briefing, Consortium Secretary Dr. Musonda Kampwa has stated that the associations have suggested a revision of a section that currently proposes one representative per health professional association on the board, calling instead for five representatives from each association. Dr. Kampwa has also called for the revision of a section that allows a dean from a private higher education institution training health professionals to be appointed to the board, urging instead for appointments to be made from deans of faculties at recognized higher education institutions. He has emphasized that the proposed bill will be supported if these changes are made, but failure to do so will result in the consortium opposing the bill and calling for its immediate withdrawal.
Section 1H, we need to revise where it states two persons from private sector who are distinguishing the service of a health profession. We are advising that we revise this and we state that only one representative from a private sector distinguishing the service of a health profession should be considered. Not two. One is enough. What is the interest? Why should we have five? We wish to state without ambiguity, we support the amendment bill only if these corrections are incorporated. If not, we wish to state that we oppose the bill, whatever that they are going to push. If they are going to push with not taking into account of what we are demanding, we will call that the bill be immediately withdrawn.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
A high-level Zambian delegation led by Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sumbeko Musokotwane is in Washington, D.C. for the 2026 spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank Group. The minister was received yesterday by Zambia's ambassador to the United States of America, Dr. Chibamba Kanyama, deputy chief of mission, Demi Luvinga, and other embassy officials. Welcoming the delegation, Dr. Kanyama said Zambia's presence at the spring meetings comes at an important time as the country's reform efforts continue to strengthen international confidence and widen investor interest. He said the week's engagements, including the U.S.-Zambia Investment Roundtable and other high-level dialogues, will help connect global capital to Zambia's development priorities in areas such as critical minerals, infrastructure and water security. And Dr. Musokotwane says Zambia's participation in the spring meetings is not ceremonial but purpose-driven towards strengthening economic governance.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Pope Leo XIV wants to turn the world's attention to Africa, according to a senior Vatican official as he embarks on a significant tour of the continent, addressing themes of peace, migration, and dialogue between religions. The 11-day trip, which starts today, is Pope Leo's second major foreign visit since being elected into the papacy in